evening, everyone. This is N2NOB. The name is Charles in New York City. I'd like to welcome you to the shortwave scanner listing that's heard on the industry Peterson every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. The purpose of this set is to provide a general discussion forum for those who are interested in various aspects of the radio monitoring hobby. Cover all the frequencies that could be tuned into, from all the way up to light, anything else that you've seen, except for amateur radio. So we're going to talk about amateur radio at any other time period. So, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about who's on these frequencies, how are they using them, what equipment we can use to them, where can we get resources and information on what is going on, and do that coming along that makes it a little bit more enjoyable. We have to make the ground rules for the set. One, this is a link repeater system. And you can get all the details at www.n2row.net. Now, being a link repeater system, some slight delay between one repeater and the other. So do not start talking to the gate because the beginning part of your transmission will get cut off. Press, pause for about a second or so, and then start speaking. And if you're following somebody else, wait to hear the courtesy tone. Otherwise, you will get timeout. And you may also wind up on the wrong end of one of the voting systems. So, listen for the courtesy tone. When you hear that, then it's free to do that. These repeaters are located throughout New York City, Long Island area, so feel free to pick the one in your area so you can get it. Give it to the signal. To get into the repeaters, either because of distance, technical difficulties, or you may not have your amateur radio license yet, to participate by sending an email. Email address is nyexa@yahoo.com. That's also the email address you can use if you'd like to put on our newsletter, mailing list, and the mailing list is also used for any hot, fast-breaking items which can come up during the week in each week of the next. For those who will be checking in over the air, you're asked to give you a call sign. What counts? If you have traffic to attend or not. If you have traffic, say traffic. If you don't have any traffic, say no traffic. This way we know who has traffic that we can pass along to everyone else. Otherwise, we'll just skip over you and go to the next person on the list. At this point, we'll stand by for the check-in. Please space it out. This way, people are not stepping on each other. This is just one of them. Yeah, right. All we heard was no traffic. Very good. Try to get this.
Trouble 2-8.
Okay, this time I heard the letter A in between a bunch of dropouts.
This is Ethan, KC2, RVW from Brooklyn, New York, with no traffic.
Hey, good evening, KC2 from Brooklyn.
Two KS here.
I'm trying to speak to you, Bob. I'm in Elmer's Park. No traffic at the moment.
N2NOV. This is November 2, November Hotel Mike, Joe and Garfield. Good evening, no traffic, over.
Okay, we have KC2KS. Frank, do you have any traffic?
No traffic, Charlie, not right now.
Okay, we also have N2Q, still traveling through that heavy rainstorm in northern New Jersey. And N2NHM. Anyone else?
Copy now.
1-2. That's much better. Try it again.
Okay. Wrong repeater. Maybe you didn't hear me before. N2RVM. Elmwood Park. Rod, no traffic. And I'll check in W2CBR. Elmwood Park. Let me get to the microphone. No traffic.
Okay, I've got N2RVM and W2CBR. Like I said earlier, if you are having problems getting into the simple repeater, check out the entire list on n2row.net and find the one that's nearest to you.
Sam.
10 meters all the way up to 900 megahertz. That's the one that works for you that's closest to you. You can come find it again. Okay, first one up on the list. I don't know if you had traffic or not, Gary, but just the first one. Thank you to NTU, N2RW.
No traffic,
sorry. Okay, you're very noisy, Gary. It's quite hard to figure out if you have traffic or not. Alright, Anthony, this is JRA. Do the next one up.
Okay, I have one question. On WWV, do you know if the 20,000 kilohertz is still on the air? Because I haven't been able to pick them up.
A 20 megahertz transmitter? Well, considering this is the low part of the sunspot cycle, the propagation to Colorado at 20 megahertz is going to be
literally crap. I would not expect you to hear them.
Tim, I have one more question. If you're using a receiving antenna with coax, do you always need a balance where you can just connect the coax to your either your radio or to your antenna center?
Do you want to use coax as an antenna?
My coax is connected. The antenna comes down. And between that, between the radio and the coax, I'm talking about.
I'm missing the point here somewhere, Anthony. Is there an antenna connected to the other end of the coax?
Definitely. There's an antenna connected to the other end of the coax. I'm talking about when the coax is calling in.
When the coax is coming in. You mean coming into the building?
Correct. Coming into the building is just before I connected to the radio.
All right. I'm still missing the question. That's the way it's supposed to work. Antenna on one end, coax comes in to wherever you are, put the connector on it and attaches to the radio.
When you do that, do you always have to have a balun, or if the coax needs it, or you know, sometimes it doesn't need it? That's the question.
Well, a balun only goes between a balanced line and unbalanced line. Okay, if you break it down, a balanced line is twin leads of some type. It could be the narrow 300 ohm twin leads we used to use for TV antennas. It could be 450 ohm or 600 ohm lateral line. An unbalanced line is coax. So it depends on, is the antenna made to have a coax connect to it? If so, that's all taken care of at the feed point of the antenna. Your radio itself, it has a coax connector. Okay, well, then coax goes on that side as well. If anything requires some type of balanced line or balanced feed point, like let's say a dipole antenna, then that's where you'd have it put the balance. You'd be connected at that point or at the tail end of whatever twin leads. For example, I use a G5RV to get on 40 meters to 10. That antenna is designed as basically a wire antenna. The leg of the wire is attached to one of the two sides of the twin lead lateral line that comes down. And at a certain point, hanging from the tree, there's a little balun connected to the lateral line, which is where I connect my coax.
Okay. I just saw it. That's my question. Thank you very much.
Okay, so look at the antenna. If the antenna is made for coax, you don't need a balun. If it requires twin leads, then at some point you've got to be able to convert from the higher speed of twin leads into coax. You always want the radio to look at 50 ohms if that's what it was made for. This way you get the efficient transfer of energy out of the radio. Down receive doesn't make that big of a deal, but you really do want to get it matched properly. But those who have like portable shortwave radios with the whip antenna, you know, you can put a hanger on it and you'll still pick up something. For receive, it's not that big of a deal, but you always need a little bit more if you have a perfectly resonant antenna and the impedance is proper for what the radio is looking for.
This is on my receiver. I have a shortwave receiver. And, yeah, the antenna is set to use coax. And I, like I said, I have the coax coming into the radio. I was just wondering if the balun would make a better reception. That's what I never said my question correctly.
Yeah, balun is just an impedance matching device. That's all it is.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We got an email from Ben into ZTE, and he's indicating that he's listening to the Coast Guard receiver on 164.9125, and says lately he's not hearing much analog transmissions on there, mostly after 25, and looks like it's encrypted. So looks like they're keeping some of their transmissions a little on the hush-hush side. I guess as we go forward to the 4th of July weekend and a lot of boating activity, and as long as the area stays on maritime security level 2, expect more encryption. That's just the nature of the beast.
W2SDQ, did I get
home yet? And
1-0. Thanks, Charlie. I checked in here from home. I'm just firing a computer up right now. Very, very bad lighting here in Bergen County. All around me, turn the satellite on, and no signal even on off the satellite. So, a very, very bad storm, very heavy lightning. Give me a minute to log on here and check mail.
Okay, and if anybody has any type of weather-related report that you'd like forward into the National Weather Service, especially wind damage or any hail reports, plus we need to know the exact size of the hail compared to points in the pocket, dime size, penny size, nickel size, whatever, you can relay it here and we'll get into the National Weather Service for you. So, as usual, anything emergency related, you don't pay by the time. I hope that everyone got the mailings that we sent out recently. If you're into the ERM, digital radio, for shortwave, ERM, and digital. Digital Radio Monday Elm, the new list of broadcasts was released. The link was sent out to you. Check your email from last night. Also, there was a couple of tongue-in-cheek messages. Anybody realize that ATMs are now 40 years old? First one was deployed by Barclays Bank in England back in 1967. That's where they got the whole idea for PIN codes. And why PIN codes are only 4 digits long is because his wife couldn't remember any digits longer than 4 digits. Go figure, there's a reason for everything. And especially those who are interested in things like the Coast Guard and the security that's going on around here. Mark Cleary sent us the background info, which we told that to everybody last Friday. I hope everybody got that. If you did not get any of that, you're probably not on our mailing list.
Hello?
Now, every so often we get people's email addresses who bounce messages back, or the mailbox is full, or you change your email address and don't tell us. So if that happens, you can find yourself in a position where you're not getting any more messages from us. So if you have not been getting anything for a while, and I just rattled off a few just within the past week, then obviously you need to check your email address on our mailing list. So, drop a message to nydxa@yahoo.com. Let us know that you have not been getting messages, or that you'd like to be put on the list if you've not already signed up for it, and we'll put you on the list. This list is a private list just for this group. Nobody else ever sees the addresses on that list. And you rest assured there is no such thing as transferring your information to anybody else. At the bottom of every single message that goes out, there's a disclaimer to that effect. Unfortunately, we live in the age of spam, and we have to be careful. Okay, well, Bob, check his email with standby for additional check-ins or any late check-ins. This is N21LB will be with the shortwave and scanner and mobile set.
Bob in Beaufort, Connecticut, checking in. Good evening.
And when it all's in, evening, Bob. I'll let you shoot your own horn on your recent submission. Anybody else?
Yeah, I think I just saw, which is interesting, at Fort Lee, they evacuated their comm center. Smoke condition in the comm center. So I don't know what that's leading up to, but that's what's going on.
Well, it's been an interesting day all around, Bob. Con Ed had a blackout for an hour and a half in the Upper East Side of Manhattan, the lower corner of the Bronx, right near Yankee Stadium. This is going to be an interesting one. All right, are you logged in yet, Bob? Do you have anything you want to throw in here before we continue down with?
I'm just looking at the email here. It doesn't look like anything that, you haven't already mentioned. I got Bob Wilson just looking at it now. God, I asked him for the top 10 frequencies. In fact, he got the top 200. looks good, Bob. Thank you.
Yeah, so I couldn't help myself. I couldn't pick out any, you know, it's kind of hard to pick them out, but I figured it might as well be, give them off. You know, any given time, like I wrote there, you know, you could get comps on one or the other. I mean, it's not, there's no real special time where one's going to be, just so kind of hard to pick out, but, yeah, I figured I'd give you that's all I wanted to have on my Pro 97, so I just took a big cell file I had.
One thing, Poppy, that if I can pass along now while I got it fresh in mind.
Try it again.
It is a report that JVC is actually up for sale. 51% of JVC is owned by Moshista, which is the parent company of Panasonic, and they're looking to sell it. And they had one company that was looking at it, and the deal fell through. Well, it looks very promising right now that JVC is going to be absorbed by Kenwood.
Not a rumor. Hit the news this afternoon.
I don't know if it's final or not. However, that's good. The downside to it is that there have been a lot of rumors, which seem to be true, that this will be the last year that Kenwood will be making amateur equipment. And after that, they may drop out of the business. Well, anyway, I just thought I'd pass that along. Looks like it might happen.
Yeah, I can't wait for that to set. It's going to be in phases that who buys out the share. Turns out there's another company that is part owner of Kenwood. That raises some interesting questions, which probably tie in with your statement that looks like they're bowing out of the amateur market there.
I guess you gotta wonder, I mean, you know, 5 years down the road, what's gonna happen? one drops off, the next one drops off, and I'm sure it's all tied to decrease in activity in the hobby in general. So, kind of scary. Anyway, nothing in the email coming along. I just got satellite signal back, so maybe the swarm will be passing by here in a little bit, although somebody just IM'd me over here and said that looks like it's going to be stormy for the next 2 hours.
Well, yeah, there's a leading edge for the cold front dropping down to Canada. It'll be nice and cool behind it. You should be expecting like 75, 78 degrees over the next few days with the high. Somebody passed me a list recently. This weekend was the field day weekend, last full weekend in July, in June, every 30, and so set aside as a field day weekend. And for hams, we simulate that they're operating in emergency conditions. Unfortunately, a lot of people have taken it to mean this is a pure contest and newbies need not apply, or this is just hangout time, let's drink beer and have a barbecue. Less and less it's taken seriously. But anyway, it turns out there was something else going on this weekend, and this list that was forwarded to me of about 10 frequencies, the note says that it seems to have some type of exercise activity at the same time as field day. Some stuff was happening Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, Sunday morning. So, who knows what the group is. Now, first guess was maybe Civil Air Patrol was doing something. But these are not the frequency range that they normally hang out on. These are closer to some of the military and maritime frequencies. So if you got a pencil, I'm going to run off a list of frequencies to you. Yeah, you might want to stick these in your shortwave radios and listen for them. You know, if it is some type of volunteer group that's working with the military, then you'll probably hear this active on the weekend. Okay, the first one, and I'm going to read more from Kilohertz. Okay, so the first one is 2334. And they're all upper side bands. 2334 is the first one. 5253.5 is the next one. 5442.5. 6972.8. 7736.5. 9195.5, 10508.3, 10986, 11061, and 15979.5. If anybody can figure out what they are, let me know. It sounded interesting. Sorry I missed it. Okay, any other check-ins or additional information before we, I guess, wrap it up? It's a fairly quiet night. People are staying off the air because there's thunderstorm. As one of you with the shortwave scanner with is that.
One question for MNML Zeta. Just looking through your list over here, can you tell me what is KZBW ARTCC?
That's one of your traffic controllers, Bob, but I think it's Shelton. It's Boston Center.
Okay, all right. So it's unlikely I'm going to hear any of that down here. I just didn't know what the KZBW or what that designator was.
Yeah, you won't hear the ATC dispatcher, but you will hear aircraft when they're traveling through. They're a military aircraft on that frequency, but they use it here and there, but not one that you'll probably. I hear the dispatch. Over here, because they're pretty close to me, and pretty low power, but I still hear them. They're in Shelton. They're only a couple towns over, three, four towns over from me here, so I'm able to hear them.
Like I said, I'm going to go through this list. I think I should be able to cut and paste this right into the program for my 996 and do it. I do have one thing I do want to pass along. I think I mentioned a week before last that I ordered that Larson antenna for the Mobile. I installed the 996 in the Mobile with the remote head, and I picked up the Larson. It's called NMO 150/450/800. And it's about a 16-inch long antenna, one loading coil in there, and actually got some pretty good reviews. I tried it, and what's interesting is on 800, it actually does work very well. I took a trip down to Ocean County and was able to copy the North System for New Jersey State Police almost all the way down, which is kind of surprising. It's pretty far south, so it worked quite well on 800. On 150 and 450, what I found was that I get the exact same performance if I take a 220 quarter-wave whip and just put it on the same antenna mount. And up here, in northern Jersey, as far as New Jersey State Police and so on, they're pretty strong anyway. So what's interesting about it is if you want a good mobile antenna for three bands, cut a quarter-wave whip for 220, and it actually works quite well for receiving for all three bands. A lot cheaper. This is only, $22. It wasn't a lot of money. And I probably will use it if I'm going to be taking a long trip, but as far as a quick, cheap and dirty antenna. And I tried a quarter-wave whip on 440 and on 150, and it doesn't really give you the tri-band coverage that well the way 220 did. So just a nice trick. And it probably would work equally well on the military bands. I'll try that also. That's it for the moment. WA2SPQ. Nothing more in email, sorry.
Okay, Bob. Yeah, a whip that's 12 inches long would definitely work fine. Have a 220 antennas lying around while the president is serving, picking up craft and satellites. Definitely a good idea. Okay, the only other thing that I have is this weekend out on the New York Harbor and the Hudson River. Going to the annual Liberty Outrigger World Challenge for the outrigger boat. You've seen the Hawaii big canoe with the giant outrigger sinking off the side. You got like 6 or 8 people paddling that crazy. Well, it turns out there's only about 5 world-class competitions worldwide. And one of them happens to be here in New York City at the end of every year. So this coming Saturday is going to be this year's running of it, which I believe tomorrow morning I was reading something that the WQG shoot on, I think, the CBS morning show.
And they always wind up getting ESPN filming the race itself for a future broadcast.
The races will start off early in the morning, about 7:30, 8 o'clock. They'll have different heats. We'll have a women's race, a men's race, and a mixed race. And it should go all the way to about 5:30 in the afternoon. So keep your ears tuned to the various marine channels in the harbor and on the Hudson River. And, of course, listen to any of the Coast Guard frequencies. Because, you know, an event like this, probably going to get some interaction between the various agencies. Last year, there was a funny situation where NYPD launch saw one of the marker buoys in the water. Didn't know it belonged to anybody, and they pulled it out of the water before the race started. But it took a little bit of doing to convince the kidney launch to return the marker and put it back where it belonged, otherwise they couldn't start the race. So, you never know what you're going to hear on your different radio channel. Okay, Bob, I have nothing else. If there's nothing else in email, then we'll wrap it up tonight.
Very good. Thank you for everybody checking in here this evening. Bob, one more question for you. Designated just says quad. Can you give me an idea what that is?
I'm talking about where did it say quad? I missed that.
It's 333.3 and it just says quad.
Yeah, that's actually what they call it. That's a air-to-air military frequency, and you'll hear them say go to quad, and then they'll say go to 333, double four. Yeah, they have all sorts of like slang names for the frequencies. Full house is, I think, 333.55 and stuff like that. So they have slang words that they use for frequencies.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I just saw through this list. You had some spaces in here and some of the designators. I'm going to clean it up so that when I populate it into the Excel software, it'll look right. Thanks very much. Let me go through with this and see what I can come up with. WA2SQ.
Hey, welcome. Enjoy. Have fun. And hopefully you'll definitely hear the cap. I'm sure the cap will be up again on 4th of July in New York. It was last year, and I have the scanner with me. I was watching the fireworks in Fairfield here and on the beach, and I was hearing the cap loud and clear there. You know, the combat air patrol over in New York. So I imagine it'll be up again this year over the city.
Make it a point to get that in here. All right, 7-6, WA2SQ2.
Both bombs, this brings up a very interesting point, which we've got to touch on. Next Wednesday is the 4th of July. At the same time as this set is the Mason fireworks on the East River. So, what I suggest, SBQ, is that maybe we send out this list that you got. So everybody has it. Maybe tack on a few more things for next Wednesday and just not have it up for next week.
Oh, it is next week. I forgot about that. I think that would probably be worthwhile. You know, the one question I ask every year, and nobody's really been able to give me anything, is there any type of a repeater frequency that they use to coordinate all those fireworks?
Well, everything is controlled by computer, so they must have some type of way of linking the computer system together, because they got to fire off in sync and fire off, batch off the music. So I have a feeling they're doing something on probably cellular.
Okay, I don't know. Who's the company that actually puts the fireworks on? Is it Gucci?
Yeah, it was the Gucci family from Long Island, and the FCC listing only showed, I think, one 464 frequency that they used for an HK for the repeater.
Oh, good.
Might see what's left putting that in. I'm going to clean this list up and then I'll get it out. We'll get it out to everyone on the list. It might be worthwhile. We'll see what we do. Okay, Jed, MNNLZ, WA, Tusky, too.
Yeah, Rita, just something I heard Grucci on maybe about 3 or 4 years ago at the Thames River fireworks over in New London, Connecticut. They have the three barges there. It's a pretty big show. It's one of the biggest in the, you know, it's a world class. And they were using one of the itinerant frequencies, the high band one. I'll have to look it up, but yeah, they did 154, 600, you know, one of those itinerants. And you can actually hear the count of the these shells. They were counting the shells off. It was just an open carrier, continuous. And you could hear the music in the background. It, you know, I got it on a stalker, believe it or not. That's how I found it, but I stalked it with the stalker radio. But, yeah, it was one of the itinerants.
Very interesting. Oh, well, I'm a good distance away from it, so I'm not going to be able to hear it, but
I think it's still
worthwhile. All right, WHSQ2 will be clear. 7-3 to everyone. Thanks for checking in. And, Charlie, I'll clean this list up. I'm going to be working on it here in a little while, and probably tomorrow I'll send it to you if you want to look at it. Maybe there's some things you want to add.
Okay, I'll look for it, Bob. Thanks. That's what I'll be.